And we've got Simple Minds news. Globe-straddling Scottish arena rockers. Their last album was Walk Between Worlds. That was 2018. Their 18th record. Got really good reviews and saw them play this whole series of shows all over the world, including North America, where they played their first coast-to-coast tour in over two decades. And you've got to remember that Simple Minds were one of the bands that cracked America in the 80s. Mm. It's like a very small club of groups that managed to do that. Mm. This was like 85, because the Breakfast Club featured Don't You Forget About Me on it. And making them massive over in the States, you know, that kind of massive only ever really happened in the 80s with a few bands. Although they'd been making brilliant records for years before that point. New Gold Dream from 82 remained an absolute
waterfront
classic. Anyway, so on October the 4th, they're releasing Live in the City of Angels, an album that's documenting this last tour they did. That title also references their 1987 live album, Live in the City of Lights. So this is coming out on deluxe CD, four CDs with a hardback book, standard CD, a deluxe version with like, what, like extra 15 tracks? You've got everything on it. You've got Waterfront, you've got Love Song, you've got Hypnotize, you've got All the Things She Said,
you've got Belfast Child on it.
Let me just check.
Of course it has.
Can't see, probably. Would imagine so. A lot of big bangers on there. And also, it's 40 years since Simple Minds' first ever release. Anyway, I spoke to Jim Kerr, singer from the group, about where the band are right now. We look back a little bit and also look to the future and this new record.
You know, there's a lot of people here tonight that go way, long, long, long way back with Simple Minds. This is for you. This is for all of you.
I guess you could say that we're at the start of a new phase and about to gear up once again for whatever the fates will bestow on us.
It's a strange thing, isn't it, with some bands? Like, you can release a really strong record and everyone goes, oh, they're back. And it's like, yeah, that's what you said about the last record. And the record before that, you know, Walk Between Worlds was definitely a very, very strong record.
Well, yeah, that obviously it was great to get that reaction, and everywhere we went, we could feel that. It's also encouraging, you know, because everyone likes to think, you know, when we are working on something, obviously it's got to inspire us, it's got to interest us, and it's great. It doesn't always happen, but it's great when it goes out and people go, yeah, I get it, you know, this is strong, this is a really fully fledged record. And as well as being encouraged, it also it throws down the gauntlet for the next one, because you know, who wants to take the feet off the gas? So you know, we're feeling good. I mean, let's put it all in maybe a larger context. It's 40 years this year from when we first released any recorded music, and. You know, the obvious question people ask, or the question that people always ask, rather, is, you know, did you imagine then that 40? I mean, I don't think my mum and dad were 40 then, never mind the idea of playing for 40 years. No one played for 40 years then. But here we are, and we've been blessed, because, you know, it's been a life, and each time we work on a new phase, it sounds so corny, but it definitely is true. It feels like a new chapter, a new phase, a new season, a new stage, and there's always an excitement when that comes around.
So, live records can be really tricky things, because often what happens is everyone gets the tapes, goes into the studio, re-records all those bits, dubs on the audience from AC/DC live at, you know, Donington or something, and it's never actually the gig that people went to. You know, it's a tough thing to get right, isn't it?
Well, I remember going back, talking about the live album as we are now, which is called Live in the City of Angels. It actually, the title itself is a riff, it's a play on our very first live album, which came out in 1987, which was called Live in the City of Light, because it was recorded in Paris. And I remember that night where we felt there was magic in the air. It was a particular tour, we wanted to get it down. Through the years, at different times, as the band has evolved, different lineups, different arrangements, we try and take a souvenir of where we are at that moment in time as a live band. And there was magic in the air last year, because the tour that the album came from was our first coast-to-coast American tour for decades. So We were excited about that. There was a bit of a intrepidation prior because we thought, well, does anyone remember us there? It had been a long, long time. We're glad to see that tickets sold out well in advance, and we had to go out and prove ourselves. And as the nights went on, first of all, they were welcoming us like heroes. So that our long lost friends, rather. That makes you want to really deliver beyond the odds. And as the tour went on, I thought we should really try and capture this. We really should. So the album is basically, well, there's two versions of the album. One is the main show, which was LA, and then there's a deluxe version, which has 40 tracks, which is quite a tome. Some of that was Miami, some of it's rehearsals, some of it's sound checks, all of it on there. Very much a fans package, but I think if you're a Simple Minds fan, we're long overdue a good live record, and hopefully we've managed to produce one here.